Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now on 97.3 The Fan from the Nationals radio broadcast team, does a pre- and post-game show. Pete Medhurst is with us on Ben and Woods. Pete, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. We're still trying to wonder, game one of the World Series here in D.C., is it real or is it fake? And for the first time in franchise history, fortunately, it's real.
Well, it's nice to get that get off that list, which now is a list of one. The Seattle Mariners, the only team in baseball that hasn't made the World Series. You don't want to be on a list like that, so no. It must feel good just to be there.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to figure that a franchise has had Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez. At one point, Felix Hernandez never made the World Series. But, you know, this franchise has been so close, played such good baseball over the last 10 years here in D.C., and the fact that, you know, losing Bryce Harper, many people felt that the team was going to take a step back. And through 2 months of the season, it certainly looked like it was. But, you know, this group turned it around in amazing fashion and finds itself, plotting through success, and great comebacks has kind of been their mantra all season long. And obviously now the task is very tall and you face a 7-win Houston team, but you're right, getting your name off the list and at least giving yourself a chance is what it's all about. I mean, we've seen great upsets before. I mean, the Nats are the biggest underdog since 2007. You know, the Reds were huge underdogs to the A's in 90 and swept them, so you just never know. Baseball's the game of great intangibles and so many variables. All it takes is a star player to have a bad week, and all of a sudden the team that wasn't necessarily favored to win all of a sudden finds itself the right side of the ledger.
Yeah, and I think for me, the most important thing watching the Nationals was just for them to get that monkey off their back, that just get through that first one. I mean, you talk about a team of talent for many, many years, kind of always there, right in the mix. And then they had this reputation as the guys that just couldn't close. And I know the guys in that clubhouse, it's not good enough for them. They want it all. What's been the mood around the team? And you know, if you've talked to any players or anything like that, how stoked are they? How fired up are they for this World Series?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, it's a very loose group. That's been the key to the whole thing since they were 19-31. They didn't tighten up. They stayed loose. The clubhouse stayed loose. Davey Martinez has been a huge key in making sure that those guys didn't put the weight of the world on their shoulders and just took one game at a time until they started digging themselves out of a hole. And, you know, because of the luxury tax, Mike Rizzo couldn't make the same kind of deals that he's made in previous years. He'd always made the right deal to strengthen the ball club in theory, and unfortunately it didn't work out. Now, facing a 50% hit on the luxury tax if they went over it, you know, Mike's been at the flea market looking for bargains, like Gerardo Parra, who's just been unbelievable in terms of, you know, the clubhouse and loosening guys up that not necessarily the life of the party. I mean, a guy like Steven Strasburg now is as loose as we've ever seen him for the Nationals, and it's in such a positive way. You go out and get, you know, Texas inexplicably just lets Asdrubal Cabrera go, and Mike Rizzo's radar went, what? He got him literally within minutes of him hitting the waiver wire. He's been huge for this ball club. Needed help in the bullpen. Fernando Rodney, you know, at 42, yeah, he's going to have some bad days, but he's had more good days than he's had bad. So he helped come in and provide a role that obviously had been bad with Trevor Rosenthal, was still throwing 100 miles an hour, but he couldn't get it over to plate. And Kyle Bearclaw, for whatever reason, yeah, that guy's got a repertoire, but Miami, you know, Don Mattingly essentially ruined him last year. He pitched him darn near every day. At one point, he ended up closing, and by July, he was worn out. And unfortunately, he's not been able to find it since then, and that's such a gamble that he would. He just didn't. So Mike had to go shopping at the flea market and found some good bargains out there and guys that have made critical contributions to winning.
Talking to Pete Medhurst from 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., Washington Nationals, Game 1 of the World Series tonight. You talk about some of those pieces, Pete, but I saw a stat that 90% of the postseason innings for the Washington Nationals have come from just six guys. Oh, three starters or four starters, two bullpen guys, basically. That has been how they have kind of dodged their shaky bullpen in the postseason. The question is, can they make it through one more series without being exposed, which is, you know, obviously the biggest weakness of that team, highest bullpen ERA in the league. Can they get through a series against the Houston Astros without that coming back to bite them?
Well, I mean, I think that's why you go out and invest the money that, you know, Bryce Harper didn't want to take. You invest that money in Patrick Corbin. You've invested in Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg. That's what you go out and get a veteran like Anibal Sanchez to be your fourth starter for, is for occasions like this. I mean, Sanchez's start where he nearly no-hit the Cardinals was amazing in the NLCS. But that's why you go get those guys. You're hoping that they can get you to the sixth and seventh. And, you know, Tanner Rainey, another guy, that young arm that they got in the trade for Tanner Roark in the offseason, this guy throws 100 miles an hour, and he has, at least in his last couple of outings, knock on wood, he's been the goods out there as well as a bridge to get to Doolittle and Hudson in the back end of that bullpen. But, you know, you go look at the consistency of Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin. Those are guys that are going to get you into the sixth and seventh inning. And, look, there's plenty of time to rest in the offseason. If you need Doolittle to get you two innings to get you to Hudson, or you need Doolittle to get two innings and maybe Hudson to pitch two innings, I don't think Davey Martinez will have an issue doing that, because you can't win games two, three, or four of the series if you don't win your first one. So I think we've often seen managers change drastically in the playoffs and the World Series. Davey Martinez has been a guy that hasn't had to do that, because the Nats build their team a little differently than most, where they've invested in starting pitching.
So we actually right now are talking to Pete Medhurst from 106.7 The Fan in D.C. You know, it's interesting, too, when you play the World Series, the Nationals, a National League team, they're going to get to employ the DH for the first couple of games. What do you think they're going to do there? Who do you like? You know, they got some pieces off the bench, guys that are actually pretty good players, like Brian Dozier. You think he'll get more looks?
Yeah, I think it's a huge advantage for the Nationals, because now you get Howie Kendrick's bat in there as a designated hitter. You could play him at second, and if there's a favorable matchup, you know, for Matt Adams as a left-handed power hitter, maybe you play him. But I would think it's going to be Kendrick as the DH, and then either Dozier or as the switch hitting as Rubel Cabrera at second base. Cabrera had 43 RBIs in 40 games with Washington, so that guy's been amazing since coming over to the Nationals. So Davey Martinez now has some significant options, and at the same time, he can better himself defensively by putting Cabrera and or Dozier out there at second base with the designated hitter in the American League ballpark.
Obviously, Pete, we followed Steven Strasburg's career. You know, went to high school a few miles east of where we're sitting. Went to San Diego State. We can practically see it out our window from where we are right now. And he came into the league with, you know, a ton of hype as a number one overall pick and a flamethrower, as that great career he had under Tony Gwynn at San Diego State. But talk about just what you've seen up close with Steven Strasburg, the evolution from just dominant stuff to now a pitcher with kind of a complete game who's put together just remarkable postseason numbers this year and even before. His ERA, I think 1.1 in the postseason, just ridiculous, Pete.
Yeah, the maturation of him as a pitcher from what he does now, you'll notice, I mean, Steven is so good at changing the pitching pattern with his catchers against hitters. The attack now, he's not afraid to throw first-pitch changeup or first-pitch curveball. He's not afraid to throw curveball and changeup as his out-pitch when, obviously, when he first came up in that big 14-strikeout, 7-inning performance against the Pirates in his career opener. You know, he was basically just blown away with a 98-99 mile an hour fastball. To watch the evolution, to see the cerebral portion of the game come together for him now, it's really been extraordinary to watch. I mentioned earlier, you know, with Gerardo Parra, you know, Steven's a guy that has always been kind of very regimented, very into his pattern, and he still is in terms of preparing for starts. But we're seeing Steven enjoying winning now, and I think that's something that outwardly we didn't really see in the past from Steven Strasburg. We're seeing a guy that's really enjoying the fruits of his performance, and I think that's helped him even more. I think it's a little bit looser. It's a less tense Steven Strasburg out there. And as a result, you're seeing a guy that is bona fide going to get votes for the National League Cy Young Award because of the quality that he brought to the mound and has even extended now even better into the postseason. He's just been absurdly good in the postseason here for the Nationals so far. And ironically, one of his best outings was his relief against Milwaukee. He hadn't done it since 25 relief appearances at San Diego State his freshman year there. And he came in like he's been pitching out of the bullpen his entire life and really helped keep them afloat until they could get that game even in the wild card game, or they're not even here.
Talking to Pete Medhurst from 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., talking a little World Series. And so you cover Max Scherzer. What's he doing right now? Pacing?
You know, I believe right now he is probably sitting there thinking about, okay, how am I going to pitch George Springer? Okay, how am I going to pitch, Gurriel? How am I going to pitch Bregman, Altuve?
He's so intense on the mound. What's he like off?
Off the field, he's great. But he's competitive.
He's a lunatic.
He is competitive. It doesn't matter whether you're playing cards, fantasy football, whatever. That dude is competitive. I mean, we could be walking down the street. He's going to want to beat you to the curb. I mean, that's just how competitive he is. But you know what, though? And I say this a lot of times because I work with a lot of kids in sports and everything right now, too. We don't have people that teach this kind of competitiveness. And not that you have to be to the level of Max Scherzer, but Max Scherzer wants to compete at everything. If he's going to do something, he wants to be the best at it. He's going to be on national TV tonight. Millions of people around the world are watching. He's going up against Gerrit Cole, who's just had an absurd year for the Houston Astros. Max Scherzer's sole goal tonight is to beat Gerrit Cole and the Houston Astros. He's going to find a way to do that this evening. And that's what I enjoy about Max Scherzer is if you're a customer paying your hard-earned money to come park, buy a ticket, watch the game, you're going to get max effort out of Max Scherzer. And as a paying customer, that's all you can ask for. And I think sometimes some nights in sports, no matter what the sport, I don't think we get that from some of the people that we pay our hard-earned money to go watch perform. But Max Scherzer is going to give it to you every time because he won't settle for anything less.
My prediction is that he's taking that silver cloche off a room service egg white omelet right now.
No.
Little spinach, little cheese, maybe some wheat toast. Hey, everyone's got to eat, Woods, on game day.
I bet you not.
Got to eat.
I bet you not.
Hey,
man.
Pete, really appreciate the time. Good luck to also the Navy midshipmen. I know you call those games. We got a lot of great Navy town here in San Diego, and we carry those games here on 97.3 The Fan. So appreciate you spending some time with us, Pete.
Hey, it means a lot to have you guys on board as an affiliate. We really appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Cool stuff. Pete Medhurst, 106.7 The Fan in D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.